And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So over the next 15 minutes, we'll go over some ideas, some strategies on how you can improve your current and or future retirement income. My guest today is mortgage broker Glenn Ward, who's on the show a few months back. Actually, I think it was last October. My goodness, where does the time go? Glenn operates his own mortgage company, Verico AMC and HRM here. And Glenn has been a mortgage broker, he says, now for 25 years. You don't look anything over 40. Must have been a grade 9 school project. You started being a mortgage broker in grade 9. Anyway, I've known Glenn for over a decade and referred several clients to him over the years. And we all share the same goal, to provide clients with knowledge, either to make your investments grow or knowing the best mortgage options, both providing long-term savings. So with that, welcome back, Glenn Ward.
Thanks, Roger.
So the last time we talked, I guess it was back in October. So the housing market, does it continue to be on fire? Has it slowed down at all since last fall?
It is continued to be hot, but I think it depends on what you're comparing that to. Prices have certainly increased over the last year. The Canadian Real Estate Association's stats show that HRM, the average price is up 32%.
From last year, 32%?
June of last year. It's a significant rise. Sales are up 53% since June of last year. However, we were at the very beginning of the pandemic at that point, so there weren't a lot of sales to compare to at that point. An interesting stat that they show is that the five-year running average is basically flat. So sales per year over the 5 years were basically flat. So the 53% increase is really just a comparison to an extreme low.
So it's sort of a catch-up.
That's right.
To average out five, but it's all been the last 18 months or so.
Right. So I think the inventory in Halifax and certainly around Nova Scotia is increasing compared to this time last year. So we're getting back to a relative norm from an inventory standpoint. Whether or not that will start to flatten out the pricing was yet to be seen.
Okay. So I'm going to guess for a moment that it's mostly, and I don't know this for sure, mostly, I'll say out of town, the reason the high prices, out of town, out of province buyers who maybe have done well elsewhere, maybe sold their $800,000 home in Toronto area for $1.2 million. They have extra cash, maybe not extra cash to burn, but extra cash to pay handsomely for. They can certainly put down an extra $75,000 over the list price of a house here for the privilege of now wanting to live in Nova Scotia. Would that be correct? People come out of town buyers with money.
There are certainly lots of those scenarios in Nova Scotia. Specifically, I think in rural Nova Scotia, that is common. Some out of town or maybe former Nova Scotia residents wanting to have a place back here. They've been purchasing in rural Nova Scotia and paying much more than in the past. In the cities, that is happening as well. However, some of those increases are related to the fact that there was no supply. So people are paying over asking because they're looking for a house, they need a house right now, and there just simply aren't any available. And so that's what is creating the competition with, you know, paying over asking.
And as more houses come on the market, that should flatten out some.
Right. That was my speculation.
Exactly.
A moment ago, yeah.
So another question people ask me, and for my clients who are age, you know, 60 to 75, in that range, their investments are doing well. They wish they had more investments. But the one thing they have, they own their home, most of them at that age. It's an asset, but it doesn't produce enough cash. We have some investments, would like more, but we have a home that's a real hard asset. So I guess the two options, and you'll explain the difference between the CHIP reverse mortgage, maybe more suitable for those who have limited cash, compare that to the home equity line of credit they can get. So what would apply for both, the pros and cons of both programs?
Probably the big difference between the two programs is how you qualify. So the CHIP mortgage, the reverse mortgage, is a product that is mostly based on the equity that you have in your home, not necessarily your ability to repay that mortgage. And it is, you can borrow up to 55% of the value of your property as long as you are 55 plus in age.
Okay.
The older that you are, the higher that percentage becomes. So it's up to 55% of the value of your property. And one of the big advantages with that product is you don't necessarily have to make a payment every month back to the mortgage. You can allow that interest to accumulate over time. And when it comes time to sell your property or you want to pay off that mortgage, that's when you pay the interest.
So someone with a $300,000 home could borrow maybe up to $150,000, roughly.
Yep.
Don't have to pay it back. Hopefully their house keeps growing in value. But 15 years later, they're now 80, whatever it might be, they'd be interest on that $150,000 would eat up some of that money, and they'd come away with still some equity, I guess, in the home.
Yes, but it gives you immediate equity or a lump sum to be able to do whatever you want with. And without having the outlay of a monthly mortgage payment.
Right, so you get to keep the cash and hopefully spend it wisely. It'll come out of an interest charge on the equity from the home later.
That's correct.
And the home equity line of credit, a little different program.
Yes, so you have to qualify for that program in a different way. You have to show that you have income source to be able to manage the debt on a monthly basis. You will pay a minimum of the interest only on a monthly basis or a biweekly basis to cover that cost. Same situation though, it gives you a certain percentage of the equity in your home. You can actually borrow up to 65% of the value of your home using a line of credit. And again, you can use that money for anything that you want.
More for investment purposes, for somebody looking to increase their investment portfolio?
It would totally depend on their situation. Some people use it for that type of scenario in order to kind of create some cash flow. Others may want to renovate their home or buy a second property or buy a retirement property maybe in another country. All kinds of different scenarios.
So an opportunity to make money, borrowing at a low price and hopefully investing it at a better return.
That's true.
Would be the idea.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good points to have. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back in a moment to dig into a case study situation that'll talk about someone with a home and an asset, how to convert that to cash. We'll be back in just a moment.
Welcome to your Financial Destination Show, an educational investment series hosted by Roger Hamilton, featuring strategies to enhance your retirement income. During his 10 years as a financial advisor, Roger has provided sound advice on how to improve personal investments to hundreds of people, many of whom are Seaside FM listeners. To discuss how to improve your investments, email Roger at roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca. Visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
Knowing which investments that outperform and that are suitable to your goals and needs can be overwhelming. Understanding the advantages of growth segregated funds and or market linked indexes might have over balanced mutual funds could benefit your investments now and for estate planning later on. Diversifying part of your portfolio in private equity funds could have a significant impact on your retirement income. On your Financial Destination Show, we'll discuss these strategies and more to enhance your retirement income.
And we're back. So we're speaking with Glenn Ward, Verico AMC Mortgages. Glenn, first off, how can people contact you?
People can look me up online at my website, glennward.ca, or they can simply pick up the phone, give me a call, 902-222-1444.
All right. So now it's time for a little case study. So I'm going to be an investor. I'm going to be a 60, maybe a 63-year-old man, woman, I might even be a couple here. I'll be a widower. I've got $1 million invested with Roger. I heard him on the radio 2 or 3 years ago. He put me into some Fidelity funds and private equity, and the combinations turned out really well. He's returned to me, 10% returns the last 3 years, 3 or 4 years. So things are great. But I have close to, say, $500,000 in a separate account, cash, the bank. I sold my house. Moved here for, let's say, Ontario 2 or 3 years ago, been renting ever since, looking for that house in Dartmouth that I want. And they were $350 plus, now they've gone up. And every time I go to the listing price of a house several times, every time the house sells within an hour for $80,000 more than the list price. Okay. Now I have cash. I didn't bother seeing a mortgage broker because I was going to pay cash for a house. But Roger tells me to come see you. There might be a better option than just using up all my $400,000 cash or more. And the cash, by the way, sitting at my bank making 0.0. So I come see you, Glenn. And I think I finally found that place. Maybe a bit out of town, but regardless, done deal, $400,000. Is there a better way to finance this house, to pay for this house, other than the cash, which I have, but maybe I shouldn't use?
Well, Roger, I would imagine that a lot of your listening audience lived through the 80s when mortgage rates were topped out at almost 20%. And I think a lot of people have it in their head that they should pay off their mortgage and not have a mortgage and get that debt off of their property. But as of a lot of things have changed over the last 40 years, interest rates have changed drastically. And we've been in a low rate environment for quite a long time. And at this point, I recommend to most people that borrowing at under 2.5% is a no-brainer, especially when you can build an investment portfolio where you can earn a fair bit more than that. There's an investment strategy known as the Smith Maneuver. And what that does is it's a situation where you may use your cash to purchase the home, but then in financing the house after the fact, you can use the money that we get from the mortgage to reinvest into any type of vehicle that you'd like. And the benefit of that is any cost that you have in the mortgage, i.e. the interest, gets to be tax deducted off of any income that you're earning from those investments. So it creates a great tax strategy and allows you to still create your cash flow in your investment portfolio.
So if I have it sort of, if I did this at $400,000 and my investments are making me 7% and I'm borrowing at 2 or 3, it's making my mortgage tax deductible.
Basically, yes. So you get to deduct the cost of the interest on your mortgage against any earnings that you have on that investment portfolio.
And if some of the earnings are just capital gains and half the money tax, I can deduct some interest off that as well.
That's right.
Wow. Big gain.
It's an excellent strategy.
And those are for people that have money. I have the funds. Why use up my cash? Because again, my cash sitting at the bank's making zero. I can probably invest that at something making, in today's market, above 6, and I'm going to borrow at much, much less than 6 and deduct the interest from that amount.
And we can do that with a conventional mortgage, or quite commonly it's used in a home equity line of credit, where you have a revolving line of credit on your home that you can draw down from or you can pay back, and at any given moment you're only paying the interest on that amount.
And there's not an age limit for that?
There isn't, no.
You can be of any age of 35 or 75.
Or 105.
If you can go.
Yep.
Excellent. All right. Good information on that. So we've done that quite a bit, or you've done that. Is that something common people know
about? It's extremely common, and that's sort of why it has the name of the Smith Maneuver. Mr. Smith came up with it. I don't know his first name. It is very common in financial planning strategies.
Wow. So good for both Mr. and Mrs. Smith. You know, okay, and that kind of wraps up our show for today, folks. And that's some great information. And also, good to have you on again. Investment knowledge is key. So again, Glenn, your contact information.
GlennWard.ca is the easiest way to reach me. You can click on a link there and email me, or you can contact me on my phone anytime, 902-222-1444.
And people always try to get us to predict. We never know. You don't see mortgage rates changing for a while. Best guess?
There are some pressures in the market at the moment.
Inflationary type pressures?
Well, it's no. I think the Bank of Canada has that under control, or it seems to. They recently met and left the overnight rate at the same amount. However, there are some pressures that seem to be moving in the bond markets. However, it's been relatively stable over the last little while. I don't see any drastic changes unless we have some major world event that causes it. But it seems to be relatively stable at the moment.
Good time to borrow and a great time to invest. Folks, we thank you for listening in this morning. We hope you learned something you can use going forward the next 5 years and the next 5 years after that. We're located at 1702 Sackville Drive. Visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879. This is Roger Hamilton. Until next time, stay safe and stay invested.